This is Nini Mats, the kingdom child, with the mystic of the kingdom of heaven.
Then the mother of Zebedee's sons came to Jesus with his sons, and kneeling down, asked in favor of him. "What is it you want?" he asked. She said, "Grant that one of these two sons of mine may sit at your right and the other at your left in your kingdom." "You don't know what you are asking," Jesus said to them. "Can you drink the cup I am going to drink?" "We can," they answered. Jesus said to them, "You will indeed drink from my cup, but to sit at my right or left is not for me to grant. These places belong to those for whom they have been prepared by my Father." Greetings, guys. It is me here with a message of the kingdom of heaven. Guys, talk about unanswered prayers. You know, guys, Jesus here was actually telling this lady that the prayer you are praying is never going to be answered. It's just not going to happen. You know, most of the time, guys, you find that we enter our rooms, we kneel down and we pray. Yes, decades praying for something which will never happen. And we are so unlucky because he's just keeping his mouth shut there, knowing very well that I ain't doing it. I'm not answering this prayer. You know, guys, he knows very well. You know, guys, sometimes human beings think that Jesus is and daddy are sitting there in heaven waiting for our prayers, you know, waiting for us to post prayers, you know, as if like they are so bored, that Jesus will sit and ask, "Daddy, have they posted any prayers today? We are so bored." No. I want you to know they are not bored at all. Because if that dude sift prayers, 95%, if not 99% of prayers go to that second heaven. People kneel down and pray, and prayers go to that second heaven. Guys, I'm telling you, if those prayers don't come down from your ceiling, they go to that second heaven, because our prayers don't go to that place. Why? We don't understand the blueprint. We don't understand this thing, guys, about the blueprint. There is something called a blueprint. What is a blueprint? Guys, a blueprint is when you have all your plans, you know, when after you've visualized, you know, maybe you were sitting down and you were thinking about this plan, I mean, this building you're going to erect, then you visualize it and then you draw it, you know, you have it on paper, you know, architects will tell you what I'm talking about, they know very well, you know, and then they have this blueprint, you know, they keep it there. If people want to buy it, it's expensive. And you'll be like, why will a blueprint be expensive? Because it is expensive. You go and ask architects, it's expensive, you understand? So in heaven there is a blueprint, meaning that daddy, before anything else, he has a blueprint, and he does things according to this blueprint. Now John, he says that your prayers will be answered only if you pray according to his will. He says, if you pray according to his will, your prayers will be answered. Guys, you find hypocrites filling churches there, listening to hypocrites lying, you know, through their teeth, preaching something that is not in line with the word of God. And they tell you that their prayers are answered. Guys, if you find a person telling you that their prayers are answered here on earth, I'm telling you, those people are lying through their teeth. Because what is being taught in churches is not in line with the word, meaning it's not in line with the blueprint of Jesus. How can then he answer their prayers? If you go to the book of Revelations, guys, you will find that it says that the elect were chosen before the creation of the world, meaning that the people who are the elect, they were actually marked before the creation of the world, meaning they were known before they were born. I love what David says. He says that you knew me before I was conceived. You understand? You knew me then before I was conceived. You understand? Meaning he knew about you before you were conceived. And if you were the elect, or if you are the elect, you were written right down there in that blueprint before the creation of the world. And many people will say that, oh God, he keeps saying that he's coming, he's coming, he's not coming. Guess what? He's not going to come because he wants to make sure that all those people, the elect, have been born here on earth. If the last one is going to be born in the next decade or in the next century, then we are going to wait for that very last one. Why? Because it's about the blueprint. I want you to understand that it's about the blueprint. So if he says that so-and-so needs to be born and so-and-so will be born in the next decade or in the next century, then we're going to wait until then. Then the world will be wrapped up like a garment. Otherwise, guys will be here on earth, going nowhere, waiting for him because of his blueprint. You understand? Now, this lady, and guys, you know, you pray to someone who's sitting there in heaven, and I'm not even sure your prayers do make it there because you're not even, guys, you don't even understand his will. Therefore, your prayers are probably going to the second heaven if they don't come back, bump there in your ceiling and come back and come down to you, you know. But here what we are finding is that Jesus is answering this lady, saying, lady, you don't know what you are asking. You don't know what you are asking. In fact, my Lord here, guys, was very polite. My Lord will be like, you know, he will tell Peter, he will say, get behind me, Satan. And here he's so polite. And I look at him and said, my Lord, that's why I love you. You know, you're polite this time. He's polite this time. Guys, if it were me, I would have said, lady, shut your face. Lady, get out of my face. You know what I mean? I'm joking, guys. But seriously, you know, so she was told, never pray again that prayer. Why? It's nonsensical prayer. In other words, Jesus is not going to let her hang, you know, waiting for years to find out if this prayer is going to take place. It's not. It's just not going to take place. Why? You are praying something that is not written in that blueprint. You know, Jesus was telling his disciples, you know, in the Gospel of John, he says that whatever you ask for in prayer, the Father will answer you. You know, and then you find hypocrites in churches, they go to church, they get saved today, and then they go about praying and saying that their prayers will be answered, and they go about preaching. And I'm like, what the heck are you talking about? It takes doctors 7 years to perfect that profession. You understand? It takes accountants years to write that board exam. And then you expect something as beautiful, guys. I mean, guys, you can't compare the kingdom of heaven, the position of Jesus, with a doctor's positions or accountants. That's just a joke. Guys, that is a joke. You know what I mean? You know, you just cannot compare that. What Jesus came to do is way, way, way more important. This nonsense we are learning in this kingdom is just nonsense. So we are not trying to compare those two. But I'm just saying that you go to church today and you come back tomorrow and you're telling me that your prayers are answered. You don't even know his will. Jesus was speaking to his disciples, guys, people who knew his will, people who had listened to his teachings for 3 years. 3.5 years, and he says your prayers will be answered. Why? They knew what he wanted. They knew that they need to find out the will of the Father. That's why Jesus will say, Peter, get behind me. Why? He wanted them to understand that everything is about the will of the Father. And you going about praying for that fleshy cow and that fancy house, and you telling me that Jesus has answered your prayers. You're joking, right? Guys, there are so many gods. Your prayers might be answered, but they won't be answered by the one who's sitting in that heaven. They won't be answered by the one who's sitting there. They won't be answered by the one who wrote the word. Why? He has told us what he will do and what he will not do. He has told us what he wants us to pray for and what he does not want us to pray for. He has told us what he will do for us and not, and guys, and what he will not do for us. You understand? So you find people, you know, getting saved today and then preaching tomorrow. I mean, guys, if doctors will try to perfect their profession for 7 years because they are dealing with our inside, guys, I mean, guys, I don't go to doctors, you know. Not that I don't believe in doctors. They do a good job, but they are not working with Jesus. Jesus is not involved in what they are doing, you know. It's okay for you if you say that you don't have enough faith you know, you want to go to doctors, there is no problem in that. Jesus never said, do not go to doctors, but he never worked with a doctor. You know, sometimes you find hypocrites saying, God, we're praying that you work together with doctors. Now I'm going to a doctor and I'm asking you, God, to work together. Let your hand be upon a doctor. That is a nonsensical prayer in the making, a prayer of a hypocrite. Sometimes they take these medicines, especially our parents, guys, our elders. We often hear such prayers from them. They're teaching us nonsense from the pit of hell. You know, you find them praying for medicines. We are praying that this medicine will work, you'll work together. Where did that man, Jesus came down here on earth, where, show me, where did he ever work together with a doctor? He's never worked with a doctor. He never. That guy will just speak healing into existence. It's okay if you say you don't have enough faith to wait for Jesus to heal you. It's okay. He didn't say do not go to doctors. He didn't. So if you don't, guys, if you go to a doctor, it's fine. It's fine. You know, I remember I used to fight with this person because when I have a headache, and they will say, please go to a doctor. And I'll say, I'm not going to doctors. I don't have time for that. And they will say, oh, it's because we're a believer. Guys, it's not because I have something against doctors. It's because I have faith in the word. You understand? Now, if you don't have faith, do not just sit about. You will die. Oh, you will die. Believe that. Believe that. Copy that. Take that. You will die. You know, so if you find that you don't have enough faith, go to a doctor. It's not against the word of God. Just don't be a hypocrite and say that God is working together with doctors. He's not. That guy came down here on earth and he healed by mouth. You understand? He healed people just by speaking. He spoke healing into existence. Doctors have to go and study our inside for 7 years to perfect their profession. You understand? I'm trying to make you understand, guys. I'm trying to make you understand that there are things that are not wrong. Jesus is not against you going to doctors. Just don't be hypocrites. That's all, guys. I just hate hypocrisy. You understand? So I'm just trying to make you understand these things. You understand? That in the kingdom of heaven, guys, you know, if you are praying, find out his will. And if you pray according to his will, he will answer you. And he says that if anyone who is sick, if there's anyone who is sick, you can actually pray and they will apply oil and you will be healed. If you have faith, if you don't have faith, go to a hospital. Go to a hospital. You will die. I'm telling you, you will die. I've seen many people dying. They refuse to take medicine. Yes, they don't even obey his command. If you don't obey his command, he's not going to answer you. That's just simple as that. Simple as that. You better go to hospital. Please make sure you go to hospital. If you don't obey his command, don't rely on him. He's not going to heal you. Sorry, he ain't doing that. You understand? If you don't have enough faith, even if you do obey him, if you don't have enough faith for now, you go to hospital, you go to doctors. They are not working with Jesus. Jesus is not involved in that. Doctors are off the earth. There's nothing wrong with them. They're actually trying to do a good thing, but it's not coming from God. It's simple as that. It's something of the world. Simple as that, you know. But if you don't have faith, it's fine. But you need to pray. You need to learn to pray according to his will. Because when you pray according to his will, then he will answer you. Why? It's this blueprint. Guys, it's this blueprint. You need to understand, guys, this thing about blueprint. Because people, guys, don't understand the blueprint. You know, I used to have this friend back then in the days when I was still a student. In fact, I was still young, I was still in high school. And, you know, there will be this conference, you know, and pastors will come about every year in June and preach to us. And then he will leave his girlfriend. The first time I was like, damn, this guy is good. You know, he was my friend. Damn, this guy is good. You know, he's able to do that. People are unable to do that. I found out that every year he does that. And then after the crusade, he is finished. He goes back to his girlfriend and then he asks for forgiveness. And I'm like, this is a fool in the making. Fool in the making. But guys was trying, you know. He had so much zeal with no knowledge, you know. But he was young, you know. I'm pretty sure Jesus forgave him because we're still young. Guys, we're still in high school, you know. We're still teenagers and all. So, But people, you find people getting saved today and then tomorrow they are preaching. And I'm like, what nonsense are you talking about? If doctors will perfect their profession, you do still have to think that you don't, guys, a kingdom you don't know, you read about. A God you don't know, you read about. You'll go tomorrow and preach about it. No, he has to teach you as well. So his disciples were taught his word and then they preached. You understand? That's why their prayers were answered. Your prayers will be answered when you pray according to his will because of the blueprint. Thank you.
And remember, the Word of God still remains the only source of knowledge about the Kingdom of Heaven. Please, correct every belief with the Word of God, correct me, correct every pastor with the Word of God so that you won't be misled. If a belief of a church is not in line with the New Testament, get out of that church. As we have said, the Old Testament will contradict the New Testament because the Old Testament people were sealed with the blood of animals and its people were spiritually dead, but the New Testament is sealed with the blood of Jesus and its people are spiritually alive. Therefore, you will find contradictions in both these testaments. Always take the New Testament if you are the child of God because in these last days God speaks only through his Son, Jesus. I do not want anyone's blood requested from me. That is why we stick with the truth of his word. These podcasts are found on all podcasts players, including Spotify, Deezer, AudioMark, Samsung, Pandora, YouTube, and many more where you get your podcasts.